My name's Byron John Wolfering.
And I'm Christopher Glenn Thomas.
Who are you both?
We are trolleyed. Yes.
Anyone can be trolleyed?
Yeah, just come and hang out responsibly and sustainably.
And how long have you been doing this for?
I've been getting trolleyed for 4 years now. Started selling lemonade at the markets down in Bondi from the old recycled Ansett or upcycled Ansett airline trolleys. And have developed our business model ever since.
We mix the cocktails on and from the airline trolleys using organic, native and foraged ingredients.
And where do you get the ingredients from?
From the trees around Sydney. From the streets to your treats is the phrase. All of the garnishes on the way to the gigs, usually. No different spots, so you go and grab different edible flowers and weeds, and you know, both invasive and indigenous. And then for the season, so we hit the Illawarra plum season, the ribery season, the midgenberry, so we grab them literally from the streets around Sydney.
Where did you learn this botany from? Is it something you've always been interested in?
It's been an evolution. When we first started up, we started doing the organic markets, like pretty much that lemon stand, lemonade stand kind of dream. And then we like found out about Lemon Myrtle, and we had great mentors along the way, which really helped out.
Diego Bonetto, the weedy one.
Yeah, Diego Bonetto's go around, like opening your eyes to realization of how much stuff around you is actually edible
and useful.
You picked up this leaf before. What is it? What is it I'm drinking at
so
the
that's
moment?
A lemon myrtle leaf sticking in your gin and tonic there.
Nice.
Yeah, Aussie gin. There's Archie Rose in there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A bit of tastiness. A good local distillers around the corner. We'd like to support local as much as possible. Like going along and building up to what we've done, we've found a lot of the big transnational booze companies try to get in there and bully you around and try to get your product all over your thing. But it's like they kind of push out the small independent distilleries and everything, the great little businesses that are opening up.
And what kind of events do you guys normally work at?
Some's for show and some's for dough. You know, we do all sorts of events depending on what day of the week it is or whatever. We've been cracking into festivals this year, so that's been lots of fun all up and down the coast. And then we like to support lots of gigs that are true to our ethos as well. We sponsor the fun stuff and they're the good ones. And then, yeah, there's the corporate ones that they pay you to do.
Robin Hood the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you follow kind of seasonal foraging patterns. So we're in the middle of winter right now. What should I be drinking?
Well, Illawarra plums have just finished. We've got a load of that. So realising the best way to harvest them, to preserve them, and then to prepare them. So with Illawarra plums, because it's a totally different type of fruit, it's a swollen stem of a pine. So it's got a very sappy kind of, so the best way you find is like blend it all up and then strain it and then take that juice. And been doing some great kombucha batches with that juice. What else? Lemon myrtles all year round.
The eucalypts are kind of an adventurous time to go around this time of year because you don't have as much fruit in winter. You got citrus, which is obviously the best part about winter because there's all the different citruses which are popping up all over the place. But yeah, no, it's a learning more about the eucalypts is kind of an interesting path to go down. It's
what can you make out of eucalyptus?
We use it in a couple of our different flavours that we put out, like the leaves. You can make a tisane from the leaves and then mix that into your syrups, tinctures or cordials. Or smoking the booze or the cocktail, we use it in a smoking gun, the E-Gunny eucalypt, or any of them, and the flavour of the eucalypt smoke really picks up in the alcohol. You can do it that way. You can make mescaline from eucalypts, apparently, if you juice it down enough.
A different business venture.
3D drinks.
Thursday night, hang around.
Astro Botanicals.
You did say that it's really labour intensive running this business sustainably. I'm wondering how much of your time you actually spend in the garden getting these ingredients.
On the way here and on the way there, it's kind of like as you're going around, you'll notice that trees, you don't note streets by street names as much anymore. You know by that trees down there, that Illawarra plum or that loop is going to, that's going to be like right down there soon. You go down and hit it up. So we're kind of tie that into our days and we'll go around and get a big abundance of that. We've got a great connection to some local farmers as well down in the Southern Highlands area, and we'll go down there and pick fruit and kind of do
that.
But
then once you've got it, you've got to prep it, otherwise it's going to spoil in your fridge. So it was the first year of ribery season. It was like, quick, we've got to get all these. We need all of these. And we got a load and we were really successful. But then it's done. Then you've got to allocate that same amount of time as the picking to the sorting through it, taking off the stuff, washing it, cryovacking it, freezing it, you know, or prepping it there. So there's big time on that side of things as well. And then the next year, then we knew it was like, right, we're going to grab them. And then it's like, don't let any go bad. Yeah, they're my favourite ribaries. I love ribary season.
We're in a warehouse right now in the Inner West. Are you growing anything around here that you can use?
Out the front in the compost heap, there's some of the stuff sprouting from the seeds, like ribaries and Illawarra plums. They're both sprouting up. But then when they pop up, then we grab them, put them in a compost cup and go and chuck them out somewhere in the wild.
Give them to people to take with them when you're at an event. It's like, go plant this. Gorilla planter's like, well, how big will it grow? It's like, as big as you look after it, make it happy.
You don't have to put it in your garden.
Yeah, yeah, put it in someone else's.
Someone else's or a good spot.
And people are keen. Like, we've got the opportunity to go out and speak to
them. And you get to talk to drunk people at parties when they're more susceptible to taking on information. I mean, like, when we've used insects as garnish before for margaritas, we did that for a while. So then, you know, it's like, come on, eat the cricket. It and it's like, no, it's like, come on, we're all going to culturally evolve as a species together here with a bit of booze under a margarita. You know, it's like, where do we get our protein from? Let's think about this. You know,
people can live sustainably in this post-capitalist society which we're kind of pushing
towards. It's all about the narrative, you know. We just take the narrative back.
Is it fair to say you're changing the narrative one sustainable cocktail at a time?
I like that. Yeah, can we use that?